Okay. All right, Mike. It is now time. Take it away, baby.
Hi there. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time of the day it is while you're observing or listening to this wonderful program brought to you by enlightenedradio.org. That is enlightenedradio.org with its original proprietor and dusty-footed philosopher and man that makes all things go at Enlightened Radio, Mr. John Case. This is the Turd Sandwich Cafe, and we are featuring today the Comedy and Sports Attack, because that's what we talk about on this, and then we get into some other stuff that, you know, it's horrifying. You'll hear, it's just absolutely horrifying, so enjoy! I'm Michael Cucarini, I'm your host for the comedy and sports part of it, and then John and I will have some banter about the activities that are going on here locally, maybe do some local government stuff, maybe some state, maybe some Fed. I don't know. We'll see. However,
the shit we are eating.
I want to say congratulations to Shohei Ohtani, formerly of the Angels baseball team, who has just signed a contract, which is the largest contract, I believe, in professional sports history. Of the big three in Major League Baseball, I know it's the largest. It is an 11-year, $700 million contract. Let me say that again for emphasis. It is an 11-year, $700 million contract. Okay, there we go. He's very rare. He pitches and he can hit the ball, and he does both exceptionally well. He has very, very good control of his fastball. He can throw anything. There's been some injuries. He is 29 years old. I hope it doesn't blow up in their face. I don't think it will. The Dodgers are too smart for it to blow up in their face, and they got too many good players in their farm system. Juan Soto signed, he left, was traded from the San Diego Padres to the New York Yankees. And the Yankees want to lock him down for 10 years. So we'll see what contract that involves. But Soto will be in the American League now instead of in the National League. He spent his growing year. I mean, I think he's 25, 26 years old. So I'm certain he'll sign a large contract with the Yankees. So. No one that talented goes from, he didn't have a great year with the Padres, but it was a good year. An off year for him is like a normal year for any other player. So right. Congratulations, Juan. I hate the Yankees, and I will actively root against the Yankees. But when I see you do something good, I'll have a little cheer in the back of my mind because you helped us win a World Series, and we appreciate that. I don't want you to think we don't.
Right. I like that.
So there's that.
Well said.
I guess last night, in the evening, I was watching the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Buffalo Bills. And the Bills won in Kansas City. The Bills beat the Chiefs. And I can tell you that I have never seen Patrick Mahomes so pissed off. He came off to the sidelines and started screaming at the official. He threw his helmet down. I've never seen him like that. He was pissed. There's a couple of calls that weren't made. So there's that. So he was not happy with the officiating. So, and a lot of folks aren't happy with the officiating these days. It's just not that good. It's pretty bad. So, I don't know if they're going to continue to digitize that process to see if you can, if there's say there's a holding that's called on a play that wins the Super Bowl in the last 3 seconds. And you're not allowed to challenge it. And it doesn't look really like it's holding. Of course, you could see where it would appear to the official who's standing there watching that it meets the definition of what he has as holding. But then when you review it and you look it back, you're like, oh, that wasn't holding at all. So I don't know if they're going to be able to do that in the future. They may make the game way too freaking long, but people are so into these football games. And The good teams still are coming down to the wire, man. They're coming down to the wire. So, and Washington, the Commanders played tremendously because by not showing up at all because it was their bye week. So they have that's what I said, JB. I said, wow, JB, Washington looks great this weekend. It's because they're off. They're not playing. So they're back to it. They go to L.A. Next weekend to play the Rams. God bless them. Good luck. Because that's not going to end well. So, I think they're going to end up being 4-12. Hey, we could always be the Carolina Panthers, who are now, with 4-13. Carolina Panthers are 1-13 right now. They've only won one game this year, so I don't think their fan base is real happy. Kind of pissed off. So, and their number one pick, their big time quarterback, is not playing well. And a surprise this past weekend that shocked a lot of people in the NFL while we're covering. I don't normally do this. I usually just cover the local teams, but shock was the New York Jets beat the snot out of the Houston Houston Texans, which was just odd because Houston was on a roll and they were playing exceptionally well. And New York went in there and they had their guy, Zach Wilson, their young quarterback. They demoted him. They benched him. They put him at third string quarterback last week. And I guess he had a great week of practice. And they said, okay, well, you're going to start. We're going to see if you got anything. And he didn't throw any interceptions. He threw for over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. So you can't hate that. That's, congratulations, Zach. I think that was probably your best game as a professional football player.
Yeah.
So that part of it was pretty good. It was fun to watch. So, and it's just the Ravens game, John, went back and forth so much. I think there were six to seven lead changes. A real defensive struggle.
That sounds like
the defense wasn't even there on either team. So what's the matter? You got that inquisitive look in your eye, like you're looking around like something's broken.
Something is broken.
Oh, no.
My spirit. I don't want to compete anymore.
Well, John, your spirit animal isn't broken. It's just your spirit. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm feeling like the fabric of the universe has just fell apart, and I'm seeing a new star headed straight toward our planet.
Wow. Okay.
For a minute, I thought it was the light of wisdom and truth coming at us, but actually, I think it's Armageddon.
Well, that would be called an extinction level event.
ELE. Yes, I remember that. Yes. Right. It was, right. I remember the actress that.
That was Morgan Freeman.
No, the girl, the woman. That's in the
and the girl, young lady was from.
She plays Secretary of State.
Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary, yeah.
Yeah, the young lady who played Madam Secretary, who is actually. I think was married to David Duchovny, and they got a divorce.
No, not another long divorce.
Long time ago. No, this happened a long time ago.
I know. Well, question is, was it
terrific
sex
actress, but
or
she
money?
Hasn't done anything since then.
Since Madam Secretary?
Yeah, she did Madam Secretary, and I think that was kind of all right. I'm done.
Well, that was a pretty good series. I mean, that went on for quite a while. I didn't watch the end of it because she became president in the end, and I thought that...
Right, well, if you watch the last season is actually on Netflix, and it's loaded with cursing.
Okay.
Lots and lots. Just like they did the same thing with the Designated Survivor.
Oh, yeah. I started to watch that one, too, for a while, but I didn't finish it, so...
I thought it was pretty good.
It was. It was okay, but, I there was a point at which, I decided not to get sucked into all these series. You know, in the pandemic, we must have been sucked into one every week, practically.
Taleone,
That's and, right, 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 right.
Yeah. Galeone and the guy from, Tim Daly.
Yeah, okay.
Tim Daly, yeah, there we go. Yep.
Anyway, I remember.
Anywho.
So there we had a, you know, a visit from an Armageddon issue there, right? I mean, are more people feeling like this than just me? Or am I, you know, to me, it feels like the country's just falling apart. Even though there are people who want to do good, you know, but they seem, even the good people seem hostage to some external force that's, you know, sending them into
peril. Here's the thing, John. Here's the thing. When you're younger and you have all this energy and your focus is just on your kids and your work and paying the bills, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a whole lot of outside of your community. You try to concentrate maybe on the local community. Maybe you try to help where you can, like maybe being a coach or a mentor or something.
Yeah.
You could do that. But here's the thing. I think sometimes we get older and sometimes I don't think we realize just how shitty certain things were.
Yeah.
And we weren't paying attention. And now you're like, this shit's been going on for 40 fucking years. What the hell happened?
I, you know, as bad as things were in the 60s, with the assassinations and everything, I thought things were going to get better. Mm-hmm. I did. And I don't think they did. I mean, they bounced around a little bit, but there's something wrong that's profound, and I don't. It's well, taking everybody. It's doing a job on everybody.
Right. In the immortal words of the McLaughlin group, wrong, wrong, John. Next issue, wrong.
Yeah. like for example, the sports world. Okay.
Yeah.
There's tons of money going into it. Okay.
Yeah. And even more now because of the betting, because of the gambling, the legalized
just
gambling.
Tons and tons of money. And, it's a distraction. But, you know, I mean, I used to remember, like, you know, remember when the biggest pop star was going to sing the national anthem or do a show at the Super Bowl or whatever, right? That was a super thing. You know, it was supposed to make you feel, you know, a little better about everything because everybody was joining in, you know, and it was a really big deal. And the biggest stars wanted to help out and do it, you know. I mean, I'm sure they
I liked J-Lo and Shakira when they did.
I thought
they were absolutely wonderful. I thought they did a great job. They were in fantastic shape. They worked very hard. And they were just, you know, really, really trying to prove that some young ladies out there that are in their 40s are hot as hell, and they were. They were on point.
I loved the Whitney Houston one. You know.
Oh man, I also liked Bruno Mars.
I don't remember that one actually.
If you go back and look at the Bruno Mars one, it is so much fun.
Yeah, okay.
It's about singing and dancing. It's just this big band.
Yeah,
and it's just him as a little tiny front man that can move like nobody's business. I mean, this guy is doing backflips and splits and hanging out. He can play any instrument. He'll jump on the drums. You know, he'll play the sax. He'll play the bass. He'll play the regular guy. And he can sing. So he's a multi-talented dude, man. But he's been that way his whole life.
I agree with you. But why is it that I feel like I'm attending the 1936 Olympics in Germany where Jesse Owen won, but Hitler gave him the finger? You know, and I feel kind of like, you know, how did the Germans feel in that stadium that day?
Yeah, some of the they're like, what? Yeah, what? Wait, no, that's not. Because you hear one of these guys talking, you're like, yeah, that's not. Wait, no.
I can't be
doing that. Shut up.
I mean, just imagine what would everybody say if a Palestinian won some big Olympic event in the United States now?
Well,
whoa, no,
John,
no.
I think I've said this before, and I've said this to a lot of folks. I believe the Israeli and Palestinian people are being poorly represented by their governments, both of them.
Well, they don't have the Palestinians. I mean, they don't have a government.
I don't know that Netanyahu. And you're right, exactly. The Palestinians don't really even have a government. It's a
religious organization that has a military wing.
It's a loose affiliation of terrorists. Let's just.
Oh, they're probably pretty tightly affiliated.
Terrorists and opportunists. You know.
Answer this question. What is good conduct for an oppressed population? What is good conduct? Sakes,
I don't know, man. You had said that earlier, and I was gonna circle back to what you were saying. I was like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be. Look at the violence inherent in the system. I'm being repressed.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how to answer that. It is certainly.
Well, you're not
going
alone.
To last. I was talking with Michael. He says hi, by the way. I was talking with Michael Aronin, who has been a guest on this program.
Oh, I like Michael. He's great.
And he says hi, John. And then he says, tell John I said to fuck off. And I said, okay.
Okay. That's right. Good.
If you know Mike, you know that's a compliment. Sorry.
I know. He's great.
That's Mike. Yeah. That's who he is. Yeah. But one of the things, he's a very smart guy. And one of the things he was pointing out was, look, this is going to last a long time. This mess has been created over a long time. It's very difficult to get them to recognize the two-state solution. He does have, I'll give Netanyahu some credit for having an organized government from both sides sitting down and talking with each other every day at least, because now they have to. But, you know, blowing up children, I know what Hamas did. I understand that, okay? What they did was just horrifying. Just horrifying. And do I think Hamas should exist? No, I don't. Should there be a normal Palestinian government that governs Palestine? Yes, there should be.
Yeah, so, well, I don't think the...
It's the situation with regards to Israel.
I oppose giving money to them. Yeah. I don't support giving a dime to Israel. I don't support giving a dime to Saudi Arabia.
Oof, man.
You know, I don't support giving a dime to, you know, well, we're not giving any money to Iran, so it's nothing. We're not involved in
no,
that.
No, we just locked down.
We just assassinated their leaders, a couple of them.
Yeah, they couldn't get their money because we were controlling.
We confiscated all the money they had deposited in our banks. Well. Right? Yeah, I'm sure they love that. Whatever.
Let's just say the Middle East is a complete and total clusterfuck.
And
has been and will continue to be. It's a money drain. It's difficult. It's tribal. It's awful. It's an awful situation.
I would not give a single dime to any of them. Imagine, you know, they've killed something like 12 or 14,000 Palestinians now. And we're going to send them and a resolution to have a ceasefire comes up and we veto it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the next day, Congress, Biden in runs the Congress, stonewalling the aid to Israel, obviously for just factional Republican reasons. I don't believe the Republicans give a shit about Israel, you know, or Palestine, either one, you know. But
as a
proxy for the oil interests having a cat's paw in the Middle East, so they can anytime someone gets mad, they can nuke them if they have to.
I don't necessarily
have Israel blamed for it.
Right, I don't necessarily agree with you, John, but I understand. You know what I'm saying?
I think
we've gotten to the point in our friendship where we don't yell and scream at each other anymore than we used to, and that didn't work. So I would prefer just to say, John, we agree to disagree, and I understand where you're coming from. I get it, man. I don't know why it is this way. I do know that I don't think Netanyahu needs to be there anymore. I think he needs to go away.
It's something that we can't decide for. If we decide it for them, it won't work.
Well, I say that, and now this son of a bitch attorney general in Texas is trying to kill this woman. She's filed for a grievance to have an abortion in Texas because her baby is likely to make her very sick and get her to the point where the baby will be born for 5 minutes, take two, or not even 5 minutes, 50 seconds, take two deep breaths and fucking die. And it may take away her ability to have children in the future. That's Mr. Paxton's way of doing business. He's a piece of shit because you know what? He's already been convicted. He's brought up on charges. He's brought up on state charges. Now the federal charges. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. And you can't get rid of it. Know. And Trump is still not arrested.
Oh, no. No. And he's been found guilty of fraud. You fucking idiots. He's already guilty.
Why isn't he in jail?
We have two systems of government in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got no idea, man. I got no idea. I really don't. It's just...
Either you or me, we'd be in jail.
Oh, yeah. Any dude, you know, any working stiff.
I mean...
They'd be behind bars.
Even a working stiff with a lawyer would still be behind
bars. Oh, I'm telling you, even a decent lawyer, he'd still be screwed.
Yeah. You know, so...
So, you know, they'll give him a... There's nobody that obfuscates... And delays shit better than him.
Is there any possible turd sandwich that you could possibly imagine that would taste worse than what's going on right now?
He could win again.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Well, there you go. Get rid of the bread. Just eat shit.
So
yeah,
you're right. There's that.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I had to scream.
Let's get back on sports. Can you get back on sports for a minute? You know,
I can.
I'm starting to throw
that,
up.
My friend. Well, Lamar Jackson played a terrific game this weekend for the Baltimore Ravens. I had called them earlier the Cardiac Ravens because the game just went so back and forth. It's just I know their defense is better than the way they played, but boy, oh boy, are the Rams playing really good football. I think it's a combination of things. I think Baltimore really didn't wake up until the second quarter. They were like, oh, shit, these guys are really good. You know, it was like, we should – probably start playing now. So, and they started to run the ball a little bit better in the second half. Lamar had a couple of passes he missed, and then he had a couple of them were just amazing. Just truly, truly a gifted once in a lifetime guy that deserves all of his money. He really does. I mean, he negotiated it. He didn't have an agent. You know who his agent was? His mom. And he's got like one of the biggest contracts in the NFL for a quarterback. And I say, God bless him, because he's not paying any percentage to some Scott Boras bullshit agency. Good for you, Lamar. But their defense started to do some things in the second half. And it's interesting because in the first drive, the Los Angeles Rams were running the football. It's like 8 yards, 6 yards, 12 yards, 14 yards. Every play, bam, bam. They were knocking the Ravens off the ball, knocking them off the ball, running the football. They get down inside the red zone, and they kind of start passing. You know, the quarterback, Matthew Stafford, the offensive coordinator, they're calling in plays. It's all pass plays, which kind of makes you wonder, why didn't they just keep running? That was working. So I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I'm not quite sure. Because Sean McDermott, the guy that coaches the Rams, is actually a really good football coach.
So, well, maybe he was just, you know, working his pass plays.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, I don't think he was calling those plays. I think he was pissed off at the OC or offensive coordinator. The OC, I think he was mad at his own OC. Going, what are you doing, man? Just run the football, you idiot.
Did they lose the game?
They were able to kick a field goal, and they went ahead 3-0. So, but then the Ravens came right back down and just marched down the field and scored. So it just went back and forth like that for the whole game. So it was really fascinating.
So that's why you call it a cardiac event, huh?
Right. You're right, because maybe it keeps you on the edge of your seat. You're watching the whole game all the way through, every second. Everything counts. There was some interesting things happening in college football. I think one of the starting quarterbacks for one team has now gone into a portal and signed a letter of intent with the Oregon Ducks. So he's leaving. Really good QB, really good quarterback. He's leaving his current team, and he's going to go play for Oregon for 2 years. So I guess that's to give somebody, like, I think they told him he's not going to start next year.
Oh.
So when you hear that, you're like, hey, what are my chances? I should just.
Do you want to play or not?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I'll bring this back to something my wife had said, too, and she's right about this. Tyson Bagent has played more football than a lot of these guys that are number one and number two picks. What I mean by that is these guys are number one or number two picks after their first or second year. So they drop their other 2 years and enter the draft.
Right.
So they go into the NFL draft without the kind of experience that Bagent has.
I mean, like a full 4 years or something.
Right. Four or five years playing in the same system, similar system, understanding defenses, knowing how to read defenses, knowing how to move and manipulate people with your eyes, your shoulder. If I can do this and move that safety, if that safety sees me go like this, and he moves over, and my tight end's running this pattern, the same pattern, I'm coming right back, boom, right to the tight end.
Interesting.
You know, those guys are good. I mean, Jesus, I was watching Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, the two quarterbacks, quarterback for the Bills and the quarterback for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Man, those guys improvise like nothing, nobody's business. I've never seen, because – Josh is like trying to throw a pass, and he's real big. He's like 6'6", 245 pounds, and he's running to the outside, and he's trying to get this guy to move his arms. So the guy moves his arms up in the air, so Josh just leans to the side and throws it sideways.
I see.
It was great. I was like, wow, these guys. And it wasn't a 10-yard pass.
Yeah.
You're talking about a big man that can grip the football in his hand and just whip it, and he threw it like 35 yards.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was like,
I wonder if they must have practiced that move. That's the kind of move you have to practice.
They say that they incorporate that into their what's called wild drill. Mm-hmm. You know, the offensive coordinator is standing with his notebook. They'll have the camera angles and stuff so they can shoot their practice and look at it later.
Yeah.
But he'll say something like, Gas! 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 And the team will line up and just run all kinds of crazy shit just to kind of get it out of their system, have a little bit of fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Cool.
Sometimes those practices can become repetitive, arduous, and boring.
Do you ever get... Can you view them? Can you go visit the practices and watch them?
It depends on what you're there for.
Like, you're there as a representative of Enlightened Radio's sports and comedy attack.
If I show up to practice and I have my press credentials,
I got to print you out one. I got to get you a press credential.
And I have my phone that I'm probably recording with, and then maybe I'm like taking a look myself and making notes.
But you're not supposed to give it to the other side or some other team, right?
No, there'd be some concern about that, right?
I mean, you'd have to be a trusted
press representative. That's been going on forever. Since there's been sports. There's been
cheating.
There's been cheating in sports since there's been sports, John. Of course.
You know, same as warfare.
Who was it? It was one of the coaches for Michigan. took it upon himself to go scout other teams.
Yeah.
But he would go sit in their stands during their practices and take film. There's, you know, that's kind of on, that's borderline bullshit right there, man. Yeah, that's scary. Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's Harbaugh, the coach, Jim Harbaugh, who coached, he has the distinction of being the only guy to ever coach against his younger brother in the Super Bowl and lose.
Oh, dear.
He coached the 49ers, and the Ravens beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's going to be a dark Christmas if you have that.
Well, no, this was a long time ago. He moved on. He went to Michigan.
I mean, imagine. He left San Francisco in your own family, you have these betrayals and just, oh, God, it could be terrible.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're betrayals, but now everyone's saying he's the perfect candidate to take over the Chicago Bears. The people in chat rooms I'm seeing want him to come to Washington. I don't want him to. I think Washington needs a big reboot, like a refresher.
Yeah.
If you were going to tell me you're going after Freeman, Marcus Freeman, for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, go for it. That guy's young. He's got enthusiasm. He's got ideas.
Yeah, right. Okay.
This is a youth. This is a youthful game. Now you can. I say that with saying that Andy Reid is still very successful, and he's in his, I think, late 60s. There's a couple other guys, Pete Carroll, who coaches the Seattle Seahawks, who's 74. Although you wouldn't know it by looking at him. I think it's the gum. He chews so much gum that it keeps him youthful. I don't know. But yeah, there are, and it's just, you know, like I was talking about the guy at the Rams, McDermott, he's 36, 37. Youngest coach in the NFL. And he's been there. He won a Super Bowl already. So, you know, it's up in the air, man. But I would prefer to have somebody that's young, somebody like a Kellen Moore, who's the offensive who was the offensive coordinator for Dallas, is now in Los Angeles. He's the OC for the Chargers.
Right.
People, I'm not advocating that specifically we go get Kellen Moore. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, let's try to keep it a little young and a little creative, because that's how we were successful for Joe Gibbs. You know, Joe Gibbs was he never had any NFL experience. He was out at San Diego State. He was the coach of San Diego State. He had been previously the offensive coordinator. And by God, Jack Kentcock hired him. By God, man.
I see.
Yeah, that was my jacket. I don't know why that happened. My old jacket either. Cook impression started coming out.
I don't know
there.
What happened. You know, just.
I don't know either.
Mike, you need.
We're
a
gonna
team.
Hire Joe Gibson. We're gonna throw the foot.
You need a team to coach. I believe. You
I
do.
Don't know. Maybe I do. I have no idea.
I mean,
I don't know what to do.
We had to come up with one here.
the
maybe
turn
when we
sandwich.
Maybe we'll. Maybe we'll get inspired.
Sandwich muckrakers.
Yeah. When we get to the county commission meeting, maybe we'll come up with an idea.
Oh, yeah. Introduce yourself. I'm from enlightenradio.org, and this is one of my correspondents, Mike, and I'm John. Hi, how are you? We just want to cover this is a new venture. We'd like to cover the meetings.
Right. We're looking for subjects of humor.
Could you please just keep talking? Because you're really killing it up there. It's just... What did you say? Really? Really? That doesn't sound like a talking point at all to me.
Is that okay if I repeat your words in the, you know, in the personality of Bugs Bunny, or would that be? It might help out with the meaning.
Right,
I don't
before
know.
You talk, could you have the Bugs Bunny Warner Brothers thing just go, and then you can start talking, and it'll make sense. It'll make sense.
Right. Yeah.
Everything will make sense then, John.
What's
it'll
up,
all
Doc?
Come to... For
right.
a small fee, I can install this little red button to get you down.
So we both show up at the county meeting with a large carrot.
What's up, Doc.
There's somebody in the audience chewing on a carrot. Throw them out.
Mm. You just, each time they say something even dumber, bite into the carrot even harder. Make it even louder.
Well, since I don't have any uppers, it'll be even more humorous to watch me.
And I don't have any lowers. So, hey, buddy. Hey, everybody. It's the Upper and Lower Show. How you doing? Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the morning zoo. I'm upper. He's lower. He's lower. I'm upper.
Here's the question of the day. Can you eat this carrot? We can't. Okay, but.
Oh, God. We'll be like the owl that decided how many licks it takes to get to the inside of a Tootsie Pop. A one? Yeah. A two?
Right. Right.
Three! It takes three.
Anyway, we'll have to have some... our goal is to have some fun, you know, and to...
Now I'm looking forward
to getting
expose,
you know, in case we find that one or more of the county commissioners is impersonating a human being when actually, you know, they dressed up, you know, from the graveyard to come in.
They came in from the Ron DeSantis campaign. None of them are normal human beings. Ron DeSantis looks like he's looking around. Laughter, jocularity. See, I can laugh too.
The Billy Goat Choir, you know. Yes, the Jefferson County Billy Goat Choir today sang a new tune called Hee-Haw. Boy, that's not a goat.
You know what? Here's an idea, John. We should have you show up to the meeting with audio visual stuff. Yeah, the big old flat screen TV that you rent for the day.
Yeah,
and just put my head on it like, I am the big giant head. And I have something to say.
Right. The head.
That would be awesome. Just my head.
This is my friend, the head. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be so much fun.
We're here to report the truth. And nothing but the truth, you know.
They wouldn't know that if they tripped over it, man.
And I don't know. That's why we have to be there to shine a light. Shine a light. Yeah. Shine a light.
I'm going to start. Yeah, I should bring my camera and just be like, what? I'm not filming anything.
Well, we could do some, you know, protests from inside. Like, for example, you know, to show that we're not keeping anything from anybody, we could try to arrive at the county commission in our underwear.
I got to check my behavior now, man, because the last time I was at something organized with you, you remember what happened.
I don't remember.
We were at that PATH thing. Were you there? And Eisenhower's daughter was there.
No,
in support of PATH.
Yeah.
And all the anti-PATH folks, I was there with my wife. Sitting in a chair, like right behind her, and they started talking. I stood up and went, "I'm going to go outside and open the door and let the bullshit out of here."
Is this Julie Eisenhower?
I think so. Yeah.
Or what was her sister's name?
I can't remember, dude.
Julie was Nixon. Julie was Nixon.
Yeah, that was Nixon.
But she
was
married an Eisenhower, right, David?
Right.
That's what happened. So. That's what happened. Okay.
Well,
so
today, my wife was mad at me, but she understood, you know, because they went right at all the bullshit talking points that they talked about how great this was going to be. You know, listen, we're going to destroy your property. However, yeah. I'm going to tell you what, New Jersey's getting a shitload of energy. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Thank you.
The path. That's, you don't want to high. I thought it was going to disturb the cows. That was the reason.
No, actually, I think it was going to disturb the real estate of certain people who own real estate.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up and quit your whining.
My view shed. Do you have a deed to your view shed? No. Now, oh, well.
Now I can't just go outside and electrify things. I don't want to pay to have my lighting for my lawn.
I don't want to have to see anything I don't like when I go on my front door. You know, why should I have to see it on my own property?
You're so fortunate that you like the locomotives because you got one in your...
Yeah, I got a caboose.
A little caboose in your backyard, you're going to enjoy that, Bill.
I don't like it. I don't like to see anything I don't like, you know. For example, I don't want to see any fat people in my yard. I don't want to see that.
Gosh.
It's my yard. Do I have to see
people? I'll go way around it, ma'am. I swear.
I don't want to see any black people in my yard. They have another place to go to. I don't want to see them. I just don't want to see any people like that.
I don't like the Native Americans. I don't want to see them. She's part of the white gang that came in and took our land, gave us all disease, took our land.
Right. I'm not going to pay any taxes anymore.
Jesus Christ. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, on a personal note, we were able to accomplish what I told you.
Oh, cool. I think. Is that right?
It's an ass whipping, though, because more delays.
More delays on your
more
teeth.
More delays on the, I can't afford them right now. Interestingly enough, eventually the price is going to be so cheap. I can't argue with it anymore, and I'm going to have to go out and get it done.
Well, I hope so.
Well, no, the implants are coming way down and have been for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't think the pandemic helped that very much. Price-wise, they had to jack their prices down.
Well, the pandemic, honey, you missed the whole point of the pandemic, which is it thinned the herd. That was
the
point.
I understand. You can take a UV light and stick it in your ear.
Yeah.
While simultaneously drinking Clorox.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine. It's just a flu. It'll go away. Okay.
Yeah, right.
My daughter's whole family has the flu. 470 million or some shit like that?
My daughter's whole family has the flu.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, not the flu, COVID. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Once one gets.
Well,
it,
John, we're gonna be back on next Monday, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
I'm not skipping anything.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out when our Christmas show is gonna be.
Well,
that would be next Monday, the 18th.
It's the 11th now.
Because the following Monday is the 25th. It's Christmas.
Over 2 weeks from Christmas. I better order my present today. That's true.
Yeah, I gotta put in an order for something today, too.
I gotta do it today.
And we're coming up on 8 o'clock, John.
This is my sister's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, sis.
Yeah, you know, she's...
Happy birthday to you. Happy little birthday.
I had a bizarre discussion with her yesterday. You know, she asked me, was I surprised at the level of anti-Semitism in the United States? And I said, well, wait a minute. You spent 40 years of your life as a member of a country club that wouldn't even admit Jews. So what are we talking about here?
Wow. Wow. That hurts.
I don't know.
Well, listen, Am I missing the point? Just end the show.
All right, buddy.
End the show.
Give us a clue.
You have been listening to enlightenedradio.org with your original dusty-footed philosopher and the great patriarch of this functioning crazy gang of people that come on his air and have a good time. This has been the Turn Sandwich Cafe, featuring the Comedy and Sports Attack with Michael Cucurini. I thank you guys so much. We look forward to doing the Christmas show next Monday. And coming up at 10 is the 10 a.m. will be the storytelling hour.
That's right. With Fanny Crawford. All right.
With Fanny Crawford.
And Stosh Ziolkowski.
Tell them all. We said hello. Great job. Keep up the good work. Thank you all for listening. We love you. And we'll see you next Monday.
All right, pal. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
But I have a thing coming next. Bye-bye.